It went great. It was better than expected. Most of the kids made finals. Everybody got the swimming finals because we had the relay there. Yeah, it was really good. Allie got into the finals in the 200 free and ended up fourth, which was kind of a surprise. She went in ninth, I think, or eighth. So she swam great. And then Peter Kowalski was in the 200 free. He ended up seventh or eighth. Peter was eighth in the 200 free. He swam great. He was the first alternate, so that's ninth in the 500 free. Alyssa Guthrie didn't quite get into finals, but she swam really well. She moved from 14th place to 11th in both of her races. Maria Funt got into finals in the 100 fly and ended up 7th. And then our girls' relay swam great. They were 2 seconds faster than they were the week before in the 400 free relay and ended up 7th.
2 seconds is quite a bit of time.
That is quite a bit of time. I was pleasantly surprised at everybody's swimming. It's hard to swim back-to-back meets, swimming really fast last week and then coming back and doing it again a week later. Sometimes it's hard to swim really fast at regions and then just a week later get up and do even as good, but we did better. And that was pleasantly surprising for me. The kids did well, and that's all you can ask for. More smiles than tears. I like that.
I noticed in Allie's times, in the 200 free, I noticed in her times, they time every lap.
Yeah, they have the splits in there, yeah.
Because yeah. I noticed that her last lap was almost a second faster than her third.
Yep. She was still seventh or eighth, three quarters of the way through the race, and she just came on and raced hard and ended up beating two or three other people.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, oh, that was a strong finish. I bet that felt really good.
Oh, yeah. That's way better than the other way around.
Yeah. What about the ages of these swimmers? So of the five who went to state?
There's one senior, Alyssa, and then the rest are juniors except for Allie, who's a freshman.
Okay, so pretty young team still.
Yeah. Yeah, looking
forward
to
next
year.
Most of them
will
be returning.
Yep.
And then other swimmers who didn't go to state, not very many seniors.
No, Alyssa and Chase and the exchange student, Clarissa Boshoff.
Okay.
Those are the only seniors.
So most of them will be here next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Any thoughts on the whole season this year?
It was fun. Great group of kids. Easy to work with. Work hard. Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Do you give them any advice off-season?
Oh, some of them swim club, but as long as they stay active and then get back at it, we're good.
Speaking of club, you're talking about the Viking Swim Club.
Yes.
And there's actually a meet coming up this weekend, right?
Only home meet coming up this weekend, the November rain meet. We have three other clubs coming to town, Craig, Wrangell, and Ketchikan.
And the Viking Swim Club is, there'll be some high school swimmers competing this weekend.
Yes.
But also all the young swimmers as well from basically kindergarten on up, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Those are such great events to watch, the little tiny kiddos. And that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.